three things, just only about the girls and the pictures. We all travel by underground, so we see all that advertising on underwear. So yeah, it's not. It wasn't only in the circus. So the second issue is. Yes, it's true that they were talking about their personal experiences, but they were doing synecdoches all the time, trying to make the personal experience to put in a higher level. No? What I think that the cultural issues are we can argue about that, the young marriages, travel don't travel, how they are not a matriarchal society, obviously, but we can talk about that. But a concrete question. Georgette did a concrete question about money. What happens with the money, that the public money that we invert? And he was attacked by that question. And the answer was so aggressive. And it was the proof that we were not there to talk. We were there to listen a romantic kind of story with a perfect stage and picture. So they wanted to convince us to seduce us on something, but they weren't interested at all about talking, about finding ways to understand better each other. It was obvious after the answer they gave to her. No?
Okay, thank you. Main question for me going forward is, even on our first night when we saw the documentary, and last night, I need to get a better sense of the female presence, not even just the female presence, but the female voice. Because in order to have that, those kind of digestive periods where you can kind of intake and just hear people, you're going to have that voice present in order to kind of to contextualize it. And so far, I haven't had that opportunity to really kind of digest what it all means in the context of what we're talking about in terms of. So I hope that going forward and whatever we do have some sort of, you know, voice that can be, that I can digest and kind of figure out what it all means.
I wasn't there yesterday night for different reasons, personal reasons, and one is that I felt quite uncomfortable to go there. I would ask if why British Council decided to go to Romanes, and I'm wondering if you guys had the context of this personality, Alexander Romanes, and the political context in France, which is now very sensible, very political. Romanes is a very mediatic personality right now, and he's quite a complex personality, I think, because he's like playing an image of authenticity and family circus, and I don't know. I'm questioning this personality. That's no problem because everyone has his own position in life and can play with it. But I'm wondering if it's weak. Have you had information about this personality and the political context? That's all.
I think I should give the British Council the right to reply back. Two several reasons that I already explained. One, I agree, it's very political, and that's not something that we ignore, and it was clearly mentioned yesterday. There was lots of press coverage about what happened last year, so we thought that it could be, it's an issue that we should tackle because it's such identity, cultural identity. Second of all, is coming back to what Mathilde said, it's a community that I was not aware, I know nothing about it, except that I felt concerned last summer. I don't know how to complete, but when we were preparing, because we didn't know anything, you can't access to this cultural, the cultural player of this community via the cultural sector because it's completely separate. So we pass through our contact in migration, Terre d'Asile actually, and via Terre d'Asile we got the contact of the good speaker, the one in the middle, Stéphane Levexat from the NGO, and he gave us all the contact of the others. And also Cirque Romanes, etc. We thought that for the choice of the venue, we thought that it would be. We don't want to bring you in a bus into a parking with caravan. We wanted to have a place that is at least a place when you can receive audiences or where they are used to receive audiences. In the meantime, we don't want to host this kind of session in something that is completely disconnected to the community. So that's why the Cirque Romanes came quite obvious. And as I said yesterday, I live in the 17th arrondissement for the past 10 years. I've never seen the Cirque Romanes before. So I thought, okay, let's go there. And last comment I would do is that not myself or all of them, but Sandrine, which will arrive later in the day. We've been, she had lots of debriefing with the speakers before. And we've been very surprised about the reaction of especially Gabi, because it is absolutely not the kind of discourse he had with us in a face-to-face conversation. He's much more quiet and argumented and like really very interesting to discuss and very balanced. And when we, I know I said it was something, when we heard him yesterday, we thought, oh my God. And I think it reveals something, because I think being, for him, having a chance to express himself in front of such an audience, it was a statement he has to do, he has to make. And it's completely different to what he was saying. And we were like, okay.
It was interesting to see that also. Mm. Even how they tried to make that statement and how to show themselves throughout. It was so interesting to have this conversation and to see how they tried to convince us in that innocent way.
It was much more extreme than what we were expected.
Well, so we've been surprised. It certainly sounds like it gave lots of people, there was people had questions, people had different reactions, but it's also given us some food for thought and linked into some of the questions and put into sharp focus some of the questions we were talking about in the morning.
But just
so
if I may just to finish, it was we wanted that session to be a case study. So I don't have enough knowledge about it to challenge precisely. So I completely understood that you felt difficult to, because it was, I mean, it was what we wanted to propose, just as a taxi driver, just a window on a case study, and let's discuss it later.